Everybody was talking about DeepSeek. It wiped tens of billions from the stock markets and asserted China's growing dominance in AI, completely disrupting the tech world. But the more you look into this whole DeepSeek situation, the more you realize there's some very serious questions that need answering. Why was DeepSeek revealed just after the recently revealed $500 billion Stargate project? How is it actually possible that out of nowhere, this unknown AI could use far less resources and undercut all of American AI? And who was actually behind this, and what is their real goal with this stuff? Well, after you've watched this video, you'll start to see that maybe DeepSeek is about a lot more than just a simple AI chatbot. On the surface, DeepSeek was established by the Chinese hedge fund Highflyer. Like any other Silicon Valley type story, it was a company from supposedly humble beginnings, as Highflyer made its name through high frequency trading, essentially only making money from exploiting price inefficiencies across global markets. And soon they started working on prediction models that could find short-term price movements faster than competitors. After a few years of successful trading, they decided to move into the world of AI, as this was the hot new topic, as every new iPhone, laptop, and even washing machine had some sort of AI involved. So in 2023, they established an artificial general intelligence lab dedicated to research developing AI tools, and later that year, the lab became its own company that we now know as DeepSeek. Over the next year or so, DeepSeek developed a few AI programs and started causing problems for American tech giants. Its first model, DeepSeek version 2, forces competition to lower their prices to stay in the game. The prices got so low that while DeepSeek was still making a profit, other companies were suffering heavy losses. And yet the company was more interested in research than commercializing its products, so the question in everyone's mind was, how is this possible? There were then a few other programs, but none of them made too big of a splash in mainstream media. People realized China was coming for the AI industry, but little did they realize how advanced China's AI systems really were, until the beginning of 2025. Near the beginning of January, DeepSeek R1 debuted on Apple's App Store. It was an AI system designed to function similarly to OpenAI's ChatGPT, and in the next 2 weeks afterwards, it received so many downloads that it successfully booted ChatGPT from its spot as the most downloaded AI assistant. As unlike ChatGPT, DeepSeek R1 uses chain of thought reasoning. It doesn't just spit out an answer at you, but shows its process, breaking it down section by section so that you can understand how it's getting to its answer. These models can handle complex multi-step problems better than traditional language learning models, which was even more of a shock considering that back in 2023, America had taken steps to prevent China from getting its hands on AI chips, specifically NVIDIA's H800 and A800 chips. It restricted the exportation of these products and encouraged its allies in Europe and Asia to do the same, doing everything they could to completely squash China's ability to have a booming AI industry, which completely frustrated the already strained Chinese government to no end, especially when their own AI programs were so disappointingly lackluster. Supposedly, DeepSeek didn't let the limitations of a smaller GPU capacity stop it, which led the stock market to wonder what DeepSeek would be capable of if given access to more resources. The possibility that AI might be able to operate with less power-hungry processors caused tech giants to panic. Even though people like Elon Musk announced this, saying they must have the chips and are probably just hiding it due to the trade embargoes, panic would only worsen when it came out that DeepSeek R had been developed in only 2 months with a budget of $5.5 million. And if investors saw that AI could be developed faster for much less in China, then they would need to park their money elsewhere. And that's exactly what they did. On the 27th of January, as news about DeepSeek's success made the rounds, the stock market completely crashed. BlackRock's ETF, specifically targeting tech companies, massively plummeted. In just a few hours, tech companies like NVIDIA's market value dropped by almost $593 billion as its shares fell by 17%. It was a one-day loss record for Wall Street. It was almost double the previous record, which funnily enough was also set by NVIDIA. However, it wasn't just AI-focused tech companies suffering the losses. Infrastructure is a major factor behind the development of AI, and tech companies need to ensure that they have enough power for their data centers. As such, people started investing in energy companies, expecting that demand to increase as AI development continued. However, with DeepSeek, it showed that the energy demands might not be actually needed in the future, and future tech companies really might not need so much power. Just like how the original computers used to take up an entire room, and now we can just use far more advanced computers with the tap of a finger, could potentially mirror the energy consumption needed with AI. So apart from investors losing money, why does any of this actually matter? Well, it goes far beyond just AI itself, and more towards a tipping scale in geopolitical power. Just as Trump announced a major $500 billion AI venture dubbed Stargate, all to level up the AI infrastructure in the US, DeepSeek DeepSeek stuck a sword in their side at exactly the right time, almost suspiciously timed. With the US looking like it had the very clear lead in the AI war, DeepSeek proved that no matter what the US tries to do to hold China back from the AI industry, they're an enemy that shouldn't be ignored at all, in almost the exact same way as the space race did. In 1957, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite to orbit Earth, and it forced America to rethink space dominance. And similarly, DeepSeek forces the AI giants in the US to rethink their grip on innovation. And this is the perfect moment for China, whose economy is in shambles right now, to finally grab the spotlight from America, just as TikTok seems to be banned at the same time. And yet, if we thought TikTok was bad as a national security risk, DeepSeek could be on a whole other level. Knowing the amount of data that goes through ChatGPT about every single person around the world, what could this look like in the hands of the Chinese government? I mean, the app clearly follows CCP-imposed restrictions, something that was made very evident by its refusal to discuss sensitive topics like Tiananmen Square, as it flat out refuses to say anything bad regarding China as a whole. And with millions of Americans immediately downloading this app to their devices, it just showed the potential of what AI under the CCP's control could look like in the future, something the US government is trying to avoid with drastic measures. Already, the US government is in many ways labeling this a potential security risk, with the White House press secretary explaining that the National Security Council is reviewing the app's implications.
As for the national security implications, I spoke with NSC this morning. They are looking into what those may be, and when I have an update, I will share it with you, Mike.
However, the biggest impact this will have is on AI itself, as DeepSeek R1 has changed the AI industry as we know it. But the real question is, was all of this planned? And if so, why is this being done? Well, to understand this, we first need to ask, where did DeepSeek actually come from? Not just the surface level story. So where did DeepSeek actually come from? Of course, the story that first started circulating was your classic underdog tale. Some random geniuses working for some no-name company made a better version of ChatGPT, all for a tiny fraction of the cost. The news coming out at pretty much the exact same time as OpenAI announced a $500 billion investment in data centers only made things so much worse. Like most of these things, the story was built on a mixture of truths and half-truths. The ludicrously small $6 million cost is a good example. This figure comes from the 2048 high-end GPUs that DeepSeek used to train the model. Calculating the cost per hour for the GPUs over the 2 months they spent training the AI model is where this comes from. While it is massively lower than OpenAI's costs, it still doesn't factor in for the man hours, the infrastructure they needed to develop the thing and everything else. The idea of DeepSeek being this product of some graduate engineers working out of some basement is also false. While it's a relatively new and small company as far as AI goes, it's still a fully integrated arm of China's larger tech industry. DeepSeek itself is a subsidiary of a Chinese hedge fund called Highflyer, whose co-founder Lian Wangfeng also founded DeepSeek as an LLM-focused offshoot of the main company. With $9.4 billion in assets under management by the main hedge fund, it's not a small company by any means. Highflyer itself is also an AI company. Founded in 2016 by Lian and two of his fellow graduates, the firm began trading using AI algorithms to play the Chinese stock market. By being one of the most effective funds on the scene, they grew incredibly quickly. Even early on in their history, their returns were reportedly 20 to 50% higher than other funds. In one of the rare interviews they've actually given to the public, last year the CEO said that their success didn't lie in specific techniques or stratagems. Instead, it was all down to their research and how they generally used the data. Being ahead of the curve meant they could exploit gaps in other training algorithms and pounce on gaps in the market. To do this, of course, they needed a lot of data infrastructure and some insanely powerful supercomputers. In 2020, for example, they unveiled a computer they called Firefly 1, which costs around $28 million. Just 1 year later, they built the second version, which cost five times as much, and since then they've only gotten more powerful and more expensive. You can expect DeepSeek had access to this infrastructure when they made their LLM. Even if the machine they built it on was relatively weak, it's pretty doubtful to say they didn't use their parent company's massive amount of data and computing power while building a model that especially needs all of that. Still, what they made outperforms ChatGPT on some key levels, all while being far more efficient in how much computing power and energy it uses. It's a nightmare for OpenAI, of course, who have both praised the model whilst also alleging that they stole their data and their intellectual property to make it. It's quite a rich and hypocritical accusation coming from them. OpenAI pretty much stole and copied the entire internet to make their model, so there won't be many people shedding tears now they've gotten a taste of their own medicine. It also puts into doubt the need for the $500 billion investment into AI that OpenAI had been so excited about. In an interview conducted on the 22nd of January with the Wall Street Journal, OpenAI's product chief was completely certain about how much the industry needed. In the first minutes of of the interview, he emphasized their importance with these words.
I mean, literally everything that we see is that the more compute we apply, the better our models get, and we don't see that tailing off. And so we want to make sure that we have enough compute to do what we think is going to be necessary to build products for everybody around the world over the next 10 years.
Well, just days later, and it seems like more compute isn't the only deciding factor, and throwing more money at the same problem isn't the ultimate solution. Especially when some Chinese hedge funds can make a better version as a side project, it doesn't look good anymore. But like with many Chinese apps, not everything is as it seems with DeepSeek. Although the company makes some extremely bold claims on how it was created and how it currently works, many are still questioning the reality of the situation. According to the CEO of Scale AI, one of the largest AI companies in the world, there's reason to believe DeepSeek have intentionally lied about their use of NVIDIA GPUs, since it would prove they haven't followed US export restrictions. The Scale AI CEO personally believes that they've been using 50,000 NVIDIA H100 chips, but employees are told to keep quiet about this fact.
You know, the Chinese labs, they have more H100s than people think. You know,
are the highest powered NVIDIA chips that they were not supposed to have.
Yes. My understanding is that DeepSeek has about 50,000 H100s, which they can't talk about, obviously, because it is against the export controls that the United States has put in place. And I think it is true that, you know, I think they have more chips than other people expect, but also on a go-forward basis, they are going to be limited by the chip controls and the export controls that we have in place.
And a $6 million cost is simply impossible. Each NVIDIA H100 costs over $25,000, making the GPU cost over billions alone. And while this hasn't been confirmed, Elon Musk also said it's obvious. But even if this is true, it still downplays everything about how DeepSeek R1 works, and it begs the question, if DeepSeek is indeed using NVIDIA chips, maybe NVIDIA stock prices should have gone way up and not down. While this whole thing has been awful news for NVIDIA, OpenAI, and a ton of other American companies, it's great news for China. Because whenever a Chinese tech company gets big enough, the Communist Party takes notice as it gets larger. They then get more and more involved with the management of all of it. Small startups operate under the radar and are free to innovate, while the big whales like Tencent, ByteDance are pretty much just arms of the state. If DeepSeek takes off, which it already has, then it will be taken over by the CCP soon enough. It's an inevitability, which is great news for China's economy, of course. They're decades into a massive population crisis. Growth has been leveling off for years because the working population is slowly getting older and birth rates are far below maintenance levels. So far, Xi's reaction to this has been to encourage insanely long working hours to squeeze everything he can out of the people. Even with Chinese government agents going around door to door, making sure people are having enough babies. Everyone knows that a decline is coming though, and it's led to a hugely toxic atmosphere across China, especially with the looming trade tariffs that Trump's going to impose. If they're going to support their aging population, deal with US sanctions, and a general lethargy taking over their entire economy, they'll have to be at the top of the pile when it comes to technology. And while they've been catching up for a few years, this new development shows they're finally beginning to pull ahead of the US. In many ways, it's the only thing that can really save China from suffering the same fate that Japan has dealt with. Decades of near recessions and very little growth. The US knows this as well, and they've been incredibly quick to make the same moves they've been making when other Chinese apps take off, especially when they try to outcompete American ones. The US Navy has already banned DeepSeek for its service people, citing security issues. Whether this app is actually spying for China or not is really unknown right now, but the mere suggestion plays right into the US's hands and helps to reverse the hundreds of billions that got wiped off the Nasdaq.